Putin warns of reciprocal use of cluster bombs in Ukraine after Biden sends controversial munitions to Kyiv. By Breitbart London on July 16, 2023. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP. Russian President Vladimir Putin said in an interview published Sunday that Russia has a sufficient stockpile of cluster munitions, and warned that Russia reserves the right to take reciprocal action if Ukraine uses the controversial weapons. In his first comments on the delivery of cluster munitions to Ukraine from the U.S., Putin said that Russia has not used cluster bombs in its war in Ukraine so far. "Until now, we have not done this, we have not used it, and we have not had such a need," he said, although the use of cluster bombs by both Russia and Ukraine has been widely documented, including by the Associated Press and international humanitarian organizations. Rossiya TV reporter Pavel Zarubin published excerpts of the interview to his Telegram channel Sunday ahead of a scheduled broadcast Sunday night. The Pentagon said Thursday that cluster munitions provided by the United States had arrived in Ukraine. The munitions, which are bombs that open in the air and release scores of smaller bomb blitz, are seen by the U.S. as a way to get Kyiv critically needed ammunition to help bolster its offensive and push through Russian front lines. U.S. leaders debated the thorny issue for months before President Joe Biden made the final decision last week. Cluster bombs have long been criticized by humanitarian groups and some U.S. allies because those used in previous conflicts have had a high dud rate, meaning that they often leave behind unexploded bomblets that can harm civilians long after a battle has ended. Proponents argue that Russia has already been using cluster munitions in Ukraine and that the weapons the U.S. is providing have been improved to leave behind far fewer unexploded rounds. Ukraine has promised to use them only away from densely populated areas. On the ground, the Ukrainian military said in a regular update Sunday morning that over the previous 24 hours Russia had launched two Iranian-made Shahed exploding drones, two cruise missiles and two anti-aircraft guided missiles, in addition to 40 airstrikes and 46 attacks from multiple rocket launchers. The Ukrainian general staff wrote that Russia continues to concentrate on offensive operations in Ukraine's industrial east. Donetsk regional governor Pavlo Kirilenko said Sunday that two residents of the region were killed on Saturday, and one other person was wounded. Elsewhere in the country, the governor of Ukraine's partly occupied southern Zaporizhia region, Yuri Malashko, said Russia had attacked 13 populated areas in the region, wounding 7 people in the town of Stepnohirsk. In the neighboring Kherson province, regional governor Oleksandr Prokudin said that Russia had launched 69 shelling attacks against the region. A 59-year-old man died on Saturday when attempting to disarm a round in the regional capital, also called Kherson. Moscow installed authorities in Russian-occupied Crimea on Sunday reported a massive and prolonged drone attack overnight targeting Sevastopol, the peninsula's largest port, which hosts Russia's Black Sea Fleet. According to Moscow-installed Sevastopol governor Mikhail Rosvashev, air defense shot down all of the drones and there was no damage. Vyacheslav Gladkov, the governor of Russia's Belgorod region, said that a woman was killed Sunday by shelling in the town of Shebekina near the border with Ukraine. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.